Commodity Classic 2006. Enjoy some comments from a guest speaker. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins spent some time in Washington last week at the USDA's Ag Outlook Forum, and now she is spending time at Commodity Classic. She said the USDA is working hard to help out the U.S. ag producers, which one of the steps includes changing our base acres.
USDA is also now beginning the process of adding up to 30 million new acres to our ARC and PLC programs. This is the first time base acres have expanded since 2002. So this is a really, really big deal. As a result, starting crop year 2026, more American farmers will be protected against market disruptions and downturns. But we understand that many farmers can't wait for these improvements to kick in, and they have to have secure financing now in order to put this year's crop into the ground. That's why USDA is doing everything we can in the near term to ease those tensions.
She also pointed out that the USDA is taking steps to help out our ag producers through the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. Sign up for that program is ahead of schedule and actually started here already on Monday.
This program provides $11 billion in targeted support to America's row crop farmers who have been hit hard by product and market disruptions. Producers can apply for this program online or in person at their local FSA office. These resources will help carry producers into the next season, truly a bridge, as purchase commitments and new trade deals take effect and input costs continue to decline.
Again, with the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, there's $11 billion set aside to help out the grain producers. $1 billion set aside to help out on specialty crops. But she also pointed out that they are working to help the U.S. cattle producers as well.
We've also been actively working alongside many of you out in rural America to build back the U.S. cattle herd, which, as we know, is at a 75-year low. The USDA plan for American ranchers and consumers is strengthening cattle production by streamlining permitting and authorizations, enhancing predation support, and opening up approximately 5 million acres of vacant grazing allotments nationwide. This is about investing in a supply chain that works for our ranchers, that makes beef affordable and accessible for all consumers, and builds demand alongside the domestic supply, keeping rural America alive and thriving.
While speaking to our grain producers, the secretary also pointed out that the administration has thrown their support behind E15. Such things as ethanol, biofuels, and biodiesel.
On his first day in office, day number one, he declared a national energy emergency and identified biofuels as a solution for extending fuel supplies and reducing pump prices. While the Trump administration has gone as far as we possibly can on E15, we are asking Congress to step up, to answer the call, and to finally get nationwide year-round E15 legislation passed that will continue to drive domestic crop demand, a clear win-win for farmers and consumers. Under President Trump's leadership, the EPA has also proposed the highest and most aggressive renewable volume obligation, or RVO, proposal in history, which once final will ensure corn, soy, and sorghum producers have a long-term certainty and a demand stream domestically that is already helping lower consumer prices at the pump.
Our appreciation to the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council for helping us out with today's report. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.